Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Antonio Brown is facing rape charges. And you never take these kind of things lightly, but it's something that the New England Patriots didn't know, the NFL didn't know before the Patriots signed him over the weekend. He's being accused by one of his former trainers of rape. Among the charges, just go ahead and read them online if you want to get into them, because we're not going to make light of something like this, because we never really know what exactly happened. I'm not going to say this is what you see coming, but it does seem like a guy who threw something off a balcony and almost killed a kid, and a guy who's had all the trouble that Antonio Brown has had, it does seem like the fair thing that I can at least say here is trouble seems to follow this guy, no matter in any way, shape, or form, J-Lo.
It does. He's clearly a guy that has issues, whether they're emotional, whether there's simple maturity issues. But emotional and maturity issues are the kinds of things that can lead to this. Not obviously, no way. As certain people might say, he hasn't been charged with anything. I'm just saying it's the kind of issue. Those are the kind of things that could lead to these issues.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And you mentioned certain people. Yeah, you mentioned certain people. Mm-hmm. O.J. Simpson, he weighed in on this.
And of course he did.
He wanted to make one thing very clear in regards to Antonio Brown. First of all, he hopes that it's not true because he wants his fantasy team to be all right. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But he also wanted to make something else clear. Here's O.J. Simpson weighing in on the Antonio Brown charges.
I saw where somebody accused Antonio of rape. Now, let's make one thing clear. He was accused, not charged.
Thank you, OJ.
Well, you would know.
Thank People you. Saying the same thing about him.
Thank you very much, OJ. We got you. We got you. By the way, I didn't want to play this. It's not inappropriate or anything. I just didn't even watch it, really. But I guess on the anniversary of 9/11, mm-hmm. OJ Simpson put out like a sympathetic 9/11 video.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, he is an American.
Nothing wrong with it, but was he in jail by then?
No, I think the Vegas thing that was after.
Yeah, because that was 02, 9/11, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he wasn't in jail yet. He was free.
My son was traveling today for work, and isn't that kind of a little bit? Yeah. But anyway, so he sent us a video at 8:46 a.m. this morning. Everything in the airport, at least here in Houston, stopped, and they played the national anthem, and everybody stopped and just sang the national anthem. It was really, really a cool video. It's crazy.
Everybody stopped and sang the national anthem?
Mm-hmm. In the air. Everything at the stopped airport? At the airport, yeah. People outside, inside.
So they just randomly played it? They didn't announce anything?
At 8:46 a.m. today, this morning.
So at the time when it happened?
That's when Tower 1 got hit.
At the time when it happened?
Yeah. That's really cool, and it was interesting. It was cool to see, but it's also a little bit like...
Where were you when 9/11 happened?
I was actually still obviously working at the Chronicle. And
obviously.
Well, yeah, it was 2001. And so I was...
It was 2001? No, 9/11. Yeah. I just go to a high school year. Yeah, it was after
that. Yeah, and so...
Junior year.
I was actually working out of the house.
Uh-huh.
And my wife had just left to go to school. She's a school director. And so I turned on the TV as I always did to watch. I like to watch the news, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And I saw the smoke billowing from the Tower 1 there. Of course, we didn't know it was Tower 1 at the time. I'm like, what is this? And so obviously, you realize they at the beginning they didn't know that something has occurred at the World Trade Center. And so this was I just got a shiver up my spine right now. I mean, I literally felt a shiver up my spine. I saw live the second plane hit Tower 2.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a plane. And boom. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then, of course, I called. And
so what'd you do?
I didn't move. I watched that for the next probably, outside of eating for the next 72 hours was that's all you could do.
I was at school. This was the 1 year that I actually lived with my pops. We tried to kind of tried to sneak a state championship in a 2A direction. Didn't work out. Did get all district, though. I will add that. I know that adds to the story. But I was walking by the library, and the library had the TVs on, and that's when it happened. They actually let us leave school.
A lot of parents went and got their kids. Because there was all kinds of rumors and stories. And because then, of course, Pennsylvania. Well, I guess the Pentagon happened, and then Pennsylvania. One of my real good friends' brother was killed at the Pentagon. So it was just like people.
How scary was the airport after that?
Oh,
it was so slow too. You had to get there like 4 hours early.
Well, they canceled the baseball.
Yep.
For I want to say 10 days or so, a week or 10 days.
Yeah, it was a while.
And so I got sent to San Francisco for the Astros' first game after 9/11 to do a couple of columns.
How long
about
did that take?
It. I want to say it was 3 hours in line at security. Got to San Francisco. And it was the most emotional, incredible, thing to go through, and the way it affected people's lives to this day, obviously. And I still think about my buddies, and his brother. This is really just a heartrending story, but he wrote about it. He said, "I used to always kid my brother how I was always faster than him."
You're talking about he?
Yeah. My buddy's brother died at the Pentagon.
Okay.
The brother wrote a column about how about 9/11 and everything. And he said, "I used to always kid my brother about how I could always beat him in a race. I was always faster than him." And then he wrote the whole column about his brother and 9/11 and everything. And then he said at the very end, "I just wish my brother was faster than me, because he could have gotten out."
Jeez, man.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah. It was, I'll never forget it, man. I will never, ever forget it.
Man, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Stanford Route joining the show right now here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. He's a fast guy.
I love that theme music, man.
In the NFL. Stanford, let's just get right into it. It is Well-Spoken Wednesday here on In the Loop.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Hey, who's cooking back there?
What is somebody cooking?
Yeah, like I don't know, but somebody's cooking something.
What's
back there.
What's it smell like?
It smells like burnt orange.
Burnt orange. Burnt Nobody orange. Likes burnt orange.
Apparently, a lot of people do, but
nobody
obviously it's
orange.
A little bit overrated.
Burnt like orange chicken?
No, burnt orange.
Burnt orange. What does burnt orange smell like?
Smells like something that you probably would cook somewhere in the bayou.
It, yeah.
Somewhere in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're known for the best.
Do they put that in gumbo?
They probably do.
They probably do put it in gumbo.
Put it in gumbo, swirl it around.
Y'all opening for Kevin Hart or Chappelle this weekend? Who we got?
Is it burnt orange? Is it burnt orange etouffee?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Little Creole, etouffee.
Creole.
Yeah. It was a beautiful sight. Beautiful sight.
Are you talking about the Texas game?
Y'all got eviscerated. Y'all got eviscerated on Saturday.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, they lost for sure.
Absolutely.
They lost to a better squad. I mean, they lost to a better squad.
DBU.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever argued that. That's silly. Nobody was going to argue about.
Well, you can't argue DBU is. When you give up 471 in the air.
Yeah. That was silly to begin with.
I tell you this. I didn't realize the backs and receivers were as lethal as they are for the Longhorns.
Yeah.
I will admit that.
Yeah, they got good back.
Duvernay, I think his name is.
Duvernay.
He's a player.
Yeah.
Duvernay. They actually moved positions with him. He was supposed to be a Baylor guy. He was, the Art Briles thing. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
Texas, yeah.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. So Duvernay. Yeah, he did his thing. But a loss, it's fine. It really doesn't matter. You still control your own destiny. It was a fun game to watch. I enjoyed it. Very much so. So Stanford Route here, already shooting slugs. By the way, U of H versus Washington State.
Absolutely.
Friday. You going?
No, I can't because we have our game against Kincaid.
Too far away, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Too far away. I like that. Stanford doesn't mess with those 40-minute commutes, man.
We have our game against Kincaid
who is
on
we?
Friday
Tell
night.
The people who we is.
St. Thomas High School.
Now, what is y'all's record so far?
We have our game this weekend.
How'd y'all do Friday night?
We lost at the last second to Needville.
What was the score?
It was 35-34.
How did they score in the last second?
Rushing touchdown.
In the open field?
What do you mean in the open
field? He's trying to rip on your DBs.
Were there I know he's trying to.
How many missed tackles were there by the DBs?
Landry was a 5-yard run.
So you allowed 34 points.
35,
you're getting
actually.
On Texas.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on your own paper.
Absolutely,
those DBs how to play.
Absolutely, I am. We did not come into the season ranked number 9 in the country, as we're always overrated.
Oh, someone told me that y'all were due for a pretty big year.
Oh, we still are due for a very big year. Please do not get it twisted, Landry. Please do not get it twisted.
Stanford route in the building. Sports Radio 610. What was your reaction to the game Monday night? Texans, Saints, shootout. We expected it. Texans come up short. Aaron Colvin released.
Yes.
Your biggest reaction, Stan?
My biggest reaction pretty much was same old, same old. The game pretty much went exactly how I thought it would. Drew Brees is phenomenal. We all know that. Deshaun Watson looks very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
The throws that he was making back there in the pocket, the way he was manipulating the pass rush, where he was scrambling just to throw, not scrambling to go ahead and try to run. The darts that he was throwing to Stills and Hopkins, and the one that he threw over the top to Will Fuller, that was a great catch by him. I'm not surprised at all by how the defense played at certain moments. It still becomes the Achilles heel of you have to be able to get off the field at certain moments whenever you really have to. The corners playing off. That's very indicative of the way Rack always has the mindset.
Well, we're going to get
the
there.
Way he goes against,
Finish
the
your
way,
thoughts and we'll
the
get
way
there.
He plays his secondary. Obviously, you could tell that the New Orleans Saints, they preyed a little bit on Laremy Tunsil, mainly because he's new. He just got into the fold, so he probably is not all the way acclimated to sliding the protection, the different protections that the offensive line runs, but I think they'll get that squared away.
Was that clear? It was very clear that was communication, a lot of the sacks, right?
I think some of it was just him just not being used to being with the Houston Texans offensive line, because you know they all work on a string, like
it's a
core group. Everybody has to be on the same page. Now, obviously, I do think that there were some times where he was just getting beat by his man,
right?
But I think a couple of those times he's just not comfortable yet in that Houston Texans uniform, even though it's still left tackle Miami, left tackle Houston. But now he's got a completely different group of guys and a different type of quarterback that he's working with, somebody that can extend plays versus. Who was it? Ryan Tannehill in Miami.
Right,
so it's
right.
a completely different type of scenario. I think that it just comes to nut cutting time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I was shocked that Marshawn Lattimore is playing that close up to the line and they're playing man coverage late in the game like that. He goes, gets beat over
that
the top.
That was Lattimore, though. I guarantee you. You know this. You have that DB mindset.
Oh, yeah. No,
Lattimore was like, I got him.
Yeah. And
I got him.
And DeAndre Hopkins was getting after him all game, which, by the way, shout out to DeAndre Hopkins for that sumo wrestler tackle that he made. I think it was on Pat Williams that got the interception.
Yeah.
That's BS right there by the refs.
That's a terrible call.
Unnecessary roughness. Yeah. Like, so
he's
what,
trying to tackle
so,
him.
So now we have to get to a point where we have to make a perfect form tackle. Yeah. And if it looks.
And you're an offensive player.
Yeah, and if it looks too aggressive, then we have to go and find another. No, that's.
He's trying to run away from him.
Yes.
He's just trying to hold him up. It's not like he went. It's not like the whistle blew and he did that.
Exactly.
Basically, DeAndre Hopkins got 15 yards for being stronger.
Yeah, for being strong.
For being stronger.
I did not realize he had that much core strength. That's kudos to him.
That surprised me, too. He just threw him.
That's
like a
kudos
ragdoll,
to
man.
Me.
He's a physical freak.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I tell you this, obviously Houston goes down, scores in two plays, the middle field free safety. I don't know what the heck he was doing, leaving Kenny Stills wide open on that bang gate post, not being there to actually help out on the corner. And then obviously you see New Orleans Saints come back, I believe it's 37 seconds on the clock,
yeah.
coming from their own 25-yard line, and just so methodical with the way Drew Brees was able to go ahead and manipulate the defense with short passes, precision passes, and then the receivers getting down, getting right there, just enough field goal range for Lutz to go ahead and hit that game winner. So I thought that They lost that game exactly how I thought they would. Mm-hmm. The Texans have a great offense. We know that. The defense is going to be the Achilles heel. And without Jadeveon Clowney,
yep.
now you can go ahead and yep. double-team Watt.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about yep. everybody being singled up.
We said it.
I thought it was just a great game. Houston clearly could have won, but it went exactly how I thought it would.
Yeah, it was a shootout. It was back and forth. It was interesting. I want to ask you about that final drive. We're going to get specifically into Romeo Crennel. We're getting into Crennel. We're going all in okay. on Romeo in just a second. But before we do that, I just want to ask you, on that final offensive play before the field goal, if you want to run three deep safeties, that's one thing. And Aaron Colvin clearly screwed up because he didn't treat field goal range like the end zone, knowing that you have those DBs behind you. He screwed that up. But is there, when you're running that defense, is there any way, and obviously you're not going to disguise it like a blitz or something, but is there any way for the safeties to backpedal maybe a little bit later instead of lining up 40 yards downfield
basically,
with 30 seconds left on the play clock to where Drew Brees can just look there?
Basically disguise it is what you're basically saying.
A little bit. I mean, the guy had 20 seconds to look and see what was going on. Like
yes.
you could have at least like with 10 seconds left or something, DBs know how to backpedal. You're already 25 yards deep. Like, what are you doing?
I understand the question you're asking me, Landry, and I think that it goes a little bit deeper than that because that is just the philosophy of how Romeo Crennel has always been. Even going back to the New England Patriots, you see when they won those first three Super Bowls, they had a pretty good pass rush, but you had Ty Law, you had Tyrone Poole, you had
Malloy, you had
Rodney Harrison in the back end that were smart defenders. They knew how to actually read the quarterback. They got good reroutes on the outside. The safeties made sure to always stay deep, never let anything behind them. Now, when you come to the Houston Texans, I just think that's their philosophy. Now, mind you, they're going against a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees, who was a whiz at being able to pick apart defense. That's number one. Number two, I think that in that situation, I would much rather have us let the quarterback know what we're doing and we are sound and don't have any foo bars rather than us trying to disguise, get too creative, get too exotic, get too cute, and then somebody winds up not being in their spot because we're too busy trying to disguise. So I think they are choosing everybody being put together over trying to get cute in disguise.
Stanford Rout in the building, NFL cornerback on a well-spoken Wednesday. Let's get into Romeo Crennel. He played for Romeo Crennel. He had some concerns about Romeo Crennel heading into the season. We'll ask him what he thinks about Romeo now, 1 week into the year. More with Stanford Rout next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.